The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Don't take your time. But you know, any time don't take your time, you'll be disappointed. So is it that you should be taking your time? Hallelujah. The reason you left your house is that I will take your time. Through of us. And I will fulfill my promise. I will take your time. Hallelujah. But I will use your time wisely. Praise God. Well, I won't be taking time. I don't intend to. Let me just put it that way. I don't intend to. But what I want to share are not unfamiliar grounds. We are going to pray today. That's what I want to tell you. Tell everybody we're going to pray. Threaten the person with it. Say, we will pray. So you get said to pray. Amen. We're going to be praying. God has said a lot. And what I want to share with you today is get set, Abby. Get set. I want to prepare your heart for Zoe. But the Lord began to share with me, that was this last night and then this morning, he said, for many people, the blessings of Zoe starts from today. It will start happening in a rush in your life. So all the things that we're going to be talking about that the Lord has shared with us over this conference, for many of you, it will start flowing from this day. From this day. Well, when I entered, I've been hearing something and I don't know who that is, but there's a case of abuse in this place, a case of physical abuse. That is someone being abused physically by someone. It's kind of, a person has been beating you. Let me put it that way. Someone has been persecuting you. Not for the gospel. I'm sure I'm talking about, I've been here since I entered, I've sat down here. If I'm such a person, I don't know the case. If it's a relationship, please leave that relationship. And if it is marriage, let me see you after this meeting. Let me see you after this meeting. I've been hearing that since I came into this place. So on, or maybe you're living with someone. The person has been beating you, molesting you with his hands. Please let's see after this meeting. It's a serious matter. I've been here since I came in here. Until I came in here. And I just came again now. Amen. But let's continue. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Zoe is coming. Amen. And I want to prepare you. Now, this message is not going to just be for Zoe. This message will help you. And concerning Zoe and every other Christian meeting you might be planning to attend. But I want to teach you briefly, some of the ways to get set and to be part of a Christian meeting. There's something I've said over the years, and I like you not to forget it. If you forget everything I say today, don't forget it. 26, rather. Don't forget it. Let me say it. You see, men make meetings what they are. You see, God does not sit down in heaven and decide that this and that will happen in a meeting. We are the ones that create meetings. And you see, as you're sitting down here, you can turn this Sunday service into whatever you want it to be for yourself. And that's why you can see some people come for a meeting. One other person is saying, I was healed in that meeting. Another person is saying, I was impacted. Another person is saying, I learned the word. Different things happen to different people because we create our meetings. Hear what I'm saying? You will learn this morning that the kind of meeting we are going to have from 28th to 1st of December would be what we made it to be. We'll be the ones responsible. Since I learned this, I can tell you, I can go to any meeting and get blessed. Because I learned we are the ones responsible for the kind of meetings that we want to have. And this should sink into you. So never think that a time is going to come where God say, why were I not healed in that meeting? He say, well, maybe it was not God's time. That's wrong. We are responsible for the kind of meetings that we want to have. And so I'm going to teach you how to create your meeting. How to create your meeting. So that if you can create a meeting you want to have, you will have it. You will see it. You will see it. Most times, you know, when I learned this, most times, for instance, this morning now, you see, I've seen this meeting in the spirit I came. It's not talk. I've seen it. Most times, if I come to a meeting, I see the meeting. It gets to the point that sometimes when I'm going for a meeting, maybe I'm not the preacher, I'm just going. I might have prepared the meeting in a way that I would even see what the man of God will wear when he comes in. That's serious. I'll be my friend. I said, you see, when everyone will come in, he will come on a white, but, and it's because sometimes you can create your meeting. I get a point. I say he's going to walk. You know what? This is funny, but it's true. I've gone to some meetings, and when I enter meetings, that's why it's good to come on time. I just look around, and I sense, because I've prepared for that meeting. I can tell you, when this guy will be beginning part, he will come this way. He will come, so I'll choose my seat carefully. I can create any meeting I want to see. I can tell you I will not see them, because I know when the thing starts, it may not start. So I'll go. And now some of you, you go to meetings, once they start impartation, they leave you. Does it happen to you? When I was growing up, this was I never knew I was called of God. Because once they start laying offense, sometimes they just do, get to you, jump you. I say, not that they just do, and say, you just, when I now get front seats, the guy announced from the middle. I said, I don't have time for front people today. I say, what's your problem? The next I'll change to the middle, he now say from the front, he's going to move. I say, you guys are not serious. You know, I struggled with that a lot when I was growing up as a Christian. I didn't believe God called me. But alas, he did. Praise God. So I'll show you, I'm going to be talking about three things. One of the things is what to expect during Zoe. And then during, not just Zoe, every other Christian meeting, but specifically for Zoe this morning. And we're walking through this verse. We read this verse every day in church. I want to take time to explain it shortly for you. He said, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together? That is, when we come for Zoe. Do you understand? Every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation. Let all things be done unto what? So in one word, what should you expect when we come together? Edification. Everything he listed in this verse will be channels of edification, right? Everything he listed. And so one of the key things that will be happening when you come to church, and even when we come for Zoe, it will be more. Let me tell you why it will be more. Do you know why meetings are powerful? All these kind of 4-day meetings is because when you compress, imagine, it's even if there's a demon in your head. By the time he listens to us and we pray on Thursday evening, listen to us on Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. You see, by Sunday morning, it will have gone. Because that's one thing about meetings. Some of the things you might be even hearing in those meetings are not things you've not heard before. But because we compress them into 4 days, have you ever gone to a camp meeting here that blessed your life so much? There are meetings, camp meetings I went to, they would not, sometimes the things you are hearing in those meetings, they are not the first times you are hearing them. Sometimes are just repetitions. But then because we compress them. Like in church here now, we can pray for 30 minutes, 1 hour, we are done. But as the way, we could stretch it for 4 hours. You don't know before. But you know now, Abi. Why are you sounding like it's strange? We can stretch for 4 hours. We can, as I'm teaching here now, I'm checking my time. But it's the way we come for Zoe, we'll be running, even if I round up the teacher, another person will come up. Like in the morning session now, for instance, they are going to be like, we're going to spend like 4 hours on the word in the morning. Evening, 2 to 3 hours on the word, then a time of impartations and Holy Ghost meetings. You get the point? So that's how it's going to be. So, you see, when you come for such meetings, whatever that would have happened in the Sunday service will be double or triple or even fourthful. Amen? Praise God. Everything is going to happen because we are bringing it together. So, look at what's going to happen. Say that will be edifying. But then, how will the edification come? Notice, first thing you have to notice, how many people come with all these things? He said, every one of you. So, keep it somewhere. The blessings of Zoe will not just be flowing from the man of God. He said, every one of you. It will be a meeting where you will be blessed and you will be a blessing. You get the point? He said, every one of you will have something. Look at what he says. What are we going to have? Number one is what? A psalm. Of course, that word psalm actually, you know, means an ode. You know what it means? Ode. Ode. O-D-E. You see what? You see that? I'm praying you will have money so I send your children to good school. See? They are saying the school where it does not matter. Now you don't even know which one is old. You are shouting old. You have money, amen? All send your school to Umukoro Secondary School. Where school fees is 17 naira and broom. Don't be like that. But glory to God, that's the school some of us went to. But you see, we are your pastors today. What can you do about that? Hallelujah. So it means an ode. It actually means, you know, it's a spiritual song. It's not about songs. Things, words that have a rhythm, that have a rhyme. You get the point? You call it psalm. Ephesians 5, is it 5? We refer to it as spiritual song. Ephesians 5:18. Let me show you. We call it a spiritual song. It's the same thing said here, but psalm. He said, be not drunk with wine, wearing his essence, but be filled with the spirit. Verse 19, he now said, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms and hymns and... These are not three different things. A psalm is a hymn. A hymn is a spiritual song. So what are psalms? Psalms are hymns. Not like hymn you read from your hymn book. No. I'm not... These in the hymn book can still be hymns. But that's not just what he's talking about. Sorry. A psalm is a spiritual song. What is a spiritual song? I've taught us on spiritual songs. It actually means a song or words that have a rhythmical flow. It can be fast, it can be slow. You see the point? It can even be rap. But the important thing is that it is the word of God giving us psalms. Psalms are very powerful. What you call psalms today, psalm number 1 to psalm 150, we are things given forth by prophecy. You notice if you study the book of Psalms, some of those things are prophecies. Have you observed? About the coming of Christ. Some of them are David singing about God's protection upon his life. Some of them singing about God's deliverance. Some of them, you see David even singing that God should punish his enemies. Can you see the point now? Why was he singing that way? Why would David sing? Have you read Psalm 35? He said, give my enemies dry breast. You see, why would David sing like that? I'm not going to teach on Psalms, but let me say it. Because when you begin to sing Psalms and get Psalms for yourself, it will be a product of the revelation you have. You get the point? The sweet things that will come out, like some people now, once they open their mouth to say, if I say, get a psalm now, the only thing you'll be hearing that we've learned from their mouth is, every demon, catch fire. That's the only thing in their head. Everything like that. There was this one song, it made me laugh. I'm not saying it's a bad song, it just made me laugh. It said, Abumonyara. You know that song? Nime Chineke, Bonumonyara. And that's me, the person. I let the person on the way and say, madman, he will fight you. I was laughing. I couldn't help it. You called your pastor a madman. Where is your honor? Hallelujah. But then, why would that kind of song come out? That is everything he said. You get the point? All the song of songs we did this morning, we had a lot of psalms that we did this morning that people have gotten over time. Things like that justified, amazing love. Like amazing love, I was in a meeting when, Sister Jennifer got that song. I was in that meeting. You see? And most of those things, if you notice, I was away last year, when you're in church, find that there are a lot of psalms that are coming. He said, when we come together, every one of you have a psalm. So one of the things you're expecting to get from Zoe will be psalms. Both psalms from you and psalms from others. You will hear men of God that will be ministering to you give out spiritual songs. Some of them will be known songs, some of them will be unknown songs. This already tells you that the choir, you see, will not be coming up on stage as the way to entertain you. Because one of the things to expect when you are coming to church is what? Psalms. Hallelujah. And what will psalm produce? According to 1 Corinthians 26, what will it produce? Edification. So there will be a defining psalm that will come during the way. Some of them will be known songs. Some of them will be unknown songs. Some of them will be songs you don't know before. They will just come. Have you been in a meeting and the man of God raised a song you already knew, but then it will make a fresh sense to you. You just find yourself crying. Some of them, these are songs that you've already been singing all the time. But sometimes it just makes a new sense to you. You are just crying, rolling. Somebody else by your side will be like, why are you excited? Is it not this song? Have you not heard this song before? But it's not like you've not heard it before. But sometimes it shifts something in your inside. That is psalm giving to you. Some of them will bring edification. Some of them will bring comfort. Some of them will bring even prophecies. Hallelujah. It was one of those meetings that the song, In Him We Live, came. You know that song? In Him We Live. I was just singing. One of these other songs that they perform now, Light Up, you know. What's that song again? We preach on every mountain, will not keep short. I was praying at home for the city of Enugu when we were about to start BGH in Enugu. Or when we started newly. When we were about starting, Abi. I was praying. You see, and then the Lord began to share with me about what God was going to do in the Enugu town here. And in Enugu city. And those things he shared with me was what came out like a song. I get the point. We rejoice in the reality of the song. We rejoice in the rest of our redemption. Our cities are lighted with this truth. We preach it on every mountain. We will not keep short until our cities are lighted with the truth. We're talking about this city. But you can sing it over any city. You see the point? There's not things we read in the book of Psalms. There are things David said about himself. But you can say those things over yourself. Amen? Like in Psalm 91, David said over himself, he said, the sun shall not smite you by the day. He said, nor the moon by night. You can say that over you. Amen? These are Psalms. So when you go for a meeting, especially for Zoe, you should be expecting Psalms to come from men. And so don't always open your ear for songs, you know. He said, which one is this one again? And as some of you, the songs you sang in children ministry, that's the only thing you still know till now. Because when you start singing new songs, you'll be like, all this new generation church, always forging song. We are not forging songs, so amen. These are songs. And some of you, from this day, you begin to experience those things. But let me find that, because when I'm talking about, some of you have the experience. Have you ever been praying and started singing something you did not know? Does it happen to you? Sometimes you think you're forging something, and you're not forging it. It's an expression of the spirit in you. That's what happened to me. I've woken up from the dream with a song. Sing it in the dream, sing, just wake up. New song. Nobody knows it. Those that you see your problem, you've forgotten those songs. Because you didn't write them, you didn't record them. Those are songs, psalms that God has given to you. That will bless you and bless other people. Don't be careless, amen? That's why you have technology. Once you wake up, sing it into your phone, record it and sleep back. Hallelujah. For instance, some time ago, some people in my house then, I was very down. Some of you think Pastor doesn't get sick, but I was sick that day. Very, very sick. And then, there were all these take drug, that was food, that was everything. You know, they're trying to force you to take drug now. It's not all these faith thing. You know, all kind of things. And I was just trying to. And then, I stepped into the room, but I knew I was very tired. You know, that kind of sickness. Where you can, have you ever been so sick that you feel like you think you're going to die the next minute? You know, your mind is telling you, you'll soon die. So that was that kind of sickness. So you see, I stepped into the room, and then, boom, I started praying, and then, boom, the song that came out was, what was that song again? No sickness stands in my body. I walk in faith, I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they come to pass. I sang that song, I sang it, I came out to the parlor of Bengal for my house. Immediately there was a lead guitar, my brother brought it, we started playing that night, we started singing that, we started praying. That was the end of the sickness. Are you with me? God can give you psalms. And that song has blessed a lot of people all over the place. Amen? No sickness stands in my body. I walk in faith. I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they come to pass. You can say that over your finance. No lack stands in my body. Are you getting the point? Over your academics, no failure stands in my body. I walk in faith, I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they come to pass. That's a psalm. That's a psalm. And so, you should be expecting that as a way. You will get psalms. Men will get psalms that will bless you too. Does not the worship leaders, you just find yourself, you just come up to the stage, and the thing will just drop. Just roll. Hallelujah. I know how psalms flow. When I came up, when I sang, no sickness stands in my body. I didn't know the next thing I was going to follow. That was a spiritual thing. Just like those interpretation, you know? When you say, yes, light comes. You don't know the next thing that will follow. Just pray tongues again. Something else will come. Just like tongues. When you say, pare, clovrati, shan, de kosia. Oneness will follow. Get back later, like, you can't tell. That's why it's a spiritual thing. It's flowing from your inside. I get the point. So you will get songs when they begin to flow. As I'll be preaching now, some of you will take like two today. Two spiritual songs that will come. Amen. And some of you are getting it already. And if you don't have it, what do you do? Once I call you up to come and give it, carry the mic and start singing. Of course, you'll see that the Lord has the way. I was as the way, I think it was Kenai called last days away. Right? What song was that? Your hands are on me, O Lord. Ever remember the song? Your hands are on me, O Lord. Your hands are on me, O Lord. Thank you for for saving. This is gonna say your hands are on me. Your hand. Say your hands are on me. Your hand. Lift your voice, say your hands are on me. Your hand. Say thank you for saving me, Jesus. Thank you. One more time. We'll do one more time. Say thank you, Father. Your hands are on me. Your hand. Say your hands are on me. Your hands are on me. If that's your testimony, say your hands are on me. Your hand. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for. You know, when I called him out to come and give that song, he didn't know. Did you have it before you came out? I just said, just come, take the mic, give a song, and boom, the thing came out. Hallelujah. Don't just say, there are psalms in me. Do you understand? Plenty of them inside of you. There are things, every one of you has a psalm. Every one of you. A spiritual song. Oh, I feel like gospel with that song already, but let's just stop. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, these are things that can happen. So we're not just coming to entertain ourselves. Some of you will get songs. Some of you will have opportunity to minister them in the program. Some of you will not even have opportunity, but they will be flowing. You hear the point? They'll be flowing. Another thing, okay, go back to that verse. So one of them will see, you see, he talks about psalms. He said, every one of you has a psalm. And I like the way he puts it, he said, every one of you. So you have something. I have a psalm. You see, and what else do we have? A what? A doctrine. What word doctrine? That word doctrine means teaching. Teaching. So one of the things you should be expecting when you come to a meeting will be the word to be taught. It means to teach and explain the word. If that is one of the greatest things you should expect when you're coming to Zoe, we will teach. Amen? Long teachings. And let me say this to you. If you are here and you still find long teachings disturbing and boring, there's no problem. You just have to grow. You get the point? One of the things believers should enjoy should be long teachings. You should enjoy it. It should be your pleasure to sit down. Somebody shouted me up recently and said, sir, how I miss sitting under you for 4 to 5 hours. I say, just hurry up and come for the way first. Hallelujah. You should miss those things. You should miss those things. You know what we have in church today, most times in most churches, is noise. Service is 3 hours. Message is 30 minutes. What have I been doing all the while we came? You know? Making noise, shouting, jumping, as good as those things are, the word must be given priority. You know, I've always explained this to you, that I'm unapologetic about preaching for long. Why? Because that is the apostolic pattern. Because I learned from Paul, who preached all night. He preached so much that you think God slept, like some of you are now. Or you are planning to. You think God slept and fell from where he was. And died. And like I always say, you would have thought Paul would get there and say, hi, see my preacher have killed somebody, be gone. Please, let's close. The guy just touched him and said, his life is in him. They went up and he continued preaching. What a Paul. Hallelujah. What you call the Beatitudes was a teaching Jesus did for 3 days. And why that one shocked me was he was teaching unbelievers. You get the point? People who are, you know, they were not saved at that time. Christ has not yet died. And yet they were listening. But believers today, what did he want for us? What are they saying? I don't like how that they used to stay for long. You know? Everybody has something to do at home. You see your problem. And then your lecturer will keep you in class from one lecturer to another lecturer to another lecturer. And you're sitting down. If you complain, you sit down because of attendance. Amen? But you are there. What if I tell you that the angels are marking attendance in heaven? Don't believe that too, before you just say one man of God. Hallelujah. So you find out that we'll be teaching. Those who were teaching may not be lengthy, Because we have tried, because we know we are expecting a lot of persons. So we've tried to break them down in bits. So what you have is 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 30 minutes. But then, you run for like 3 to 4 hours straight. We come, pray, come back in the evening. You know, some of you, the idea of camp meeting you have, if you are joining church for the first time, the idea of camp meeting you have is a camp meeting where you wake up in the morning, we do games. After doing games, we now do quiz. We do sword drill. You see, and after that, we eat. We do dance. Then at night, we watch film. See, I want to disappoint you. The only thing we do now is the way. Preach. Pray. Preach. Pray. Pray. Don't worry, you enjoy it. Then once in a while, we sing and dance. We now preach again. Pray. Amen. Do you want that kind of meeting? Even if you don't want it, you must come. You see, you don't have option again. But, you know, these are meetings that produced us. I grew up telling myself, you know, we live in a time where the church has that beating the youth. You gather youth together because you think that the only thing that can keep them is fun. You introduce fun, introduce comedy. I want to see, well, I've proven it, I've done it, I'll do it again. I've gathered secondary school students, some of your testimonies here. Secondary school students, for 4 days meeting, we didn't do games, we didn't do exercise, they didn't watch film, they came back again. When we dismissed, they were crying, we don't want to go home. We were teaching and praying. No dancing, 4 days. So I'm telling you, you see, the fact that the only thing that excites youths will just be, they just come and say, yeah, 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 yeah. No, that's not it. There is more. I know what I'm saying. Then I'll put film. And after watching the film, we'll now go and sleep because it's arrival. That's what will apply to come on the second dance away. From the first night, that's already happening. You know how it is. Nothing like, you know, the second day or the last night is the final. That last night, we'll just be dancing in the Holy Ghost. that's how it used to be. The work is done. Don't be dancing, even in partitions. You just come say, last night is the bottom pot. See, okay, stop that, you know. Yeah, we're not cooking here. Hallelujah. We should be expecting the word to be taught. Amen. So he talks about doctrine. What's the thing I said? He said a tongue. He said he had a tongue. That talks about tongues. So one of the things that will happen is we'll be tongues. We'll be speaking in tongues a lot. But notice something. You know, I've heard a teaching that says something like, you should not speak in tongues in church. I've heard that teaching. You speak in tongues at home. It's actually true and false. You see, it is true because while in church, you should not use tongues to address anybody. Except you or the person has the interpretation. Like you've seen me do it here a lot. Call up somebody, there's a word for you, I pray in tongues, you interpret it. But where there's no such interpretation, you cannot, and it's found in this same 1 Corinthians 14. He said, when you are in church, look at verse 18, let's see whether we can pick that verse. I thank my God, Paul was talking, I speak with tongues more than you all, verse 19. Yet in the church, I rather speak what? Five words, understand that by my voice and my teach others also, than 10,000 words in another talk. Now verse 20. Continue. Just continue verse, okay. Go to verse 27. I'm looking for some guys, well, I won't show you. Go to verse 27. Aha. If any man speaking in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at most by three, and that by course, let one interpret. Next verse. And look. But if there be no interpreter, that's if you want to pray in tongues and there is no interpreter, we are just praying. What should you do? Let him keep silence in what? This is where many people stop. They say, the Bible says keep silence in church. But it didn't stop there. What did he say? Let him speak to himself. So what is happening here? Change your audience. Whether by interpreter, don't talk to men in tongues. Talk to God in tongues. That's why we'll be speaking in tongues a lot as a way. That's why I cannot stand here to preach and I look at Mona and I start saying, Ilakrovate, Shikati, Kroposata. Shukalaba? You know what I'm saying? You see, what I'm saying makes sense. You know it makes sense. But he will not understand it. So I can only talk to him that way if he has interpretation, or if I have it, or if someone else has it. If none of us has it, I should continue my sukaraba and be speaking to God. Can you see the point now? So in a way, go back to 1 Corinthians 14:26. In a way, we'll be speaking a lot in tongues. But notice it didn't stop there. He said tongues, jump revelation, we'll come back to it. He said, had a tongue, had an interpretation. So our lesson of praying as always, it's not just that we'll be speaking in tongues. We'll be speaking in tongues and bringing interpretation. What I'm saying is, we're going to have a Holy Ghost meeting as always. Couple of them. Where we will give you the opportunity to speak in tongues and bring the interpretation. Where I will call you out and pray in tongues and make and give you mic to give the interpretation. I see here. Will be training us on all that. He said everybody will have a tongue and an interpretation. So every time I come to church or come this way, I'm expecting to have an interpretation. Hallelujah. And you know this thing is in our is in our will. Hope you know that. So if I want to get a tongue and interpretation now, you see, I want to focus my mind on the way, and I can just go by Yakria Po La Krivato Shatekada. Zuku lati prate kavrate likro mate chandra te kalataya posatia. For doubts in your heart will be cleared up, and questions that you've gotten, questions that you've had in your heart that you're seeking answers to, by the teaching of the word of His grace, you will receive understanding and enlightenment. And things that you've heard before you do understand, you will hear them, but this time they come strongly with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Clearly, light happens to you, and you know exactly what you're going to do. And we're not going to stop there. It will bring the revelation of the word will bring an enabling to do the word. You will not just hear those things, you will be enabled and empowered to walk in those things that you've heard. And it comes more strongly. Hallelujah. How did I get that? I prayed in tongues and I gave interpretation. I can choose to continue because it's my will. I am the doer. Have you seen attention to the supernatural before? You notice in front of that book, there is a switch. You observe? You observe in front of that, there's a switch. The teaching is, you are the one that will switch on the supernatural. You are the one that can switch it off. It's in your will. Say, how are you sure of that? Go to verse 28. Ooh. Next verse 29. Okay. Put up an NLT of this mentor. Look at this. I want to show you how you are the one. Because that's the way. Because by that might call you. Even this morning. I say, hey, come. That's your tongue. Come and give us an interpretation. I say, sir, nothing. And I say, looking at me, nothing. No, don't be like that. Look what it says. Let two or three people prophesy. Let the other evaluate what is said. Next verse. But if someone is prophesying, you know this happened last year so much as the way, and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. In other words, I can be given a prophetic word, and then Rose, where she's sitting, will get a revelation about what I'm saying. You know, last year, you know, somebody came up to the stage and said, there is someone here, you want to get involved in a shady business. Remember that last year? And then somebody else came up and said, actually, what the other person was talking about, we had three people that came and elaborated on what was said. Are you seeing that? That's a believer's meeting. If someone is prophesying and another person says a word, the other person should stop. So in other words, I am giving a word and a clarity coming from you, I can stop. After that, continue your verse 31. I want to show you how it's in our will. In this way, all who prophesy will have a tongue to speak, one after the other, so that the others will learn and be encouraged. Verse 32 is where I'm going to. Remember that those who prophesy are what? In control of their spirit. In other words, I can decide when to start prophesying and when to stop. So don't tell me that there is nothing. That is something. That is something. We can decide. Say those who prophesy are in control of their spirit. They can take turns. Oh, just that sometimes we have very big meetings, if not, and we have some limited time. No matter how I run Holy Ghost, I pass the mic. Just line you guys up. When you are done, you give the other person. When you are done, that's how meetings run. Remember the way last year, we had to come, they had to line up. Once it's your turn, after you take the mic, give the next person, and people are getting blessed all over the place. Hallelujah. You should expect this strong interpretation. And listen, I'm not just saying from the man of God, I say from you. Help me look at the person, I will interpret tongues. Tell the person, Tell the person. Tell the person, say, I will interpret your tongue. And you know the sweet thing about interpreting someone's tongue is, when you interpret the person's tongue, the person will be like, yes, yes, because sometimes when he's praying, he has gotten that same message in his heart. Once we interpret it, you know, you just say, wow, yes, yes, yes. That's how we roll, amen? Now, back to verse 26, with King James. He now said, had a tongue, had a revelation. In verse 26. Had a revelation. Of course, you will see Paul had used that word revelation before in this chapter, I think in verse 6. And you see he's talking about revelation gifts. He's talking about word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Look at verse 6. Let me show you how he used that word revelation earlier in this verse. He said, now brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall it profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine. So when I say revelation, revelation means to reveal something. So one of the things you expect people will come for, so way will be revelations. Talking about word of wisdom, things about the future. Like one of the things the Lord said to us, I'll read out to us when we're done. Many of us will step into 2020 from Zoey by a word of wisdom. That's why one of the things you expect, we'll be speaking about you. And you'll be hearing and knowing things about yourself. The Bible in my mind said, there shall be a knowing. Are you getting me? So we'll bring a knowing. You will know by the Spirit. The men of God coming will know by the Spirit. Your neighbors too will know. There are some people I know that are doing running businesses now, and the business are doing well. Somebody knew it for them as the way I told them. Some of you, your future will be orchestrated as the way, and you will see it. And I say to you, from the way, you will know the path that you must walk. You will know. It's revelation. It will happen to you. It will be coming to you. You see, that's why I'm going to get to that. That's why we're teaching the word. Don't just see that I'm within. That's why you see there is a way to listen. I'll come to that shortly now. There's a way to hear the word. I told you guys this story. I'm going to tell you story. Let me repeat it now. I will refer to it when we're closing. Brother Copeland. You know Brother Copeland? Brother Copeland was many years ago, 98 something, was in the Kenneth Hagin meeting. You know Brother Hagin? You know, Brother Hagin taught Brother Copeland. Amen. I said, well, while Brother Hagin was in the meeting teaching, Brother Copeland was sitting in front just like this. I'm telling you, there can be things that can change your life. When you learn to follow meetings, there will be revelations that will come. Some of them will come to you, they will come to others. As they were teaching, as Brother Hagin was teaching, Brother Copeland was just paying attention. See, the next thing he heard was, kneel down, raise up your hand. In his spirit, man. You know, teaching is going on. It's not like, you know, the stage was far. He was imagining, how can I just kneel down? In front, and he was at the back, you know. He said, kneel down, raise up your hand. He said he was just contemplating. He said, kneel down, raise up your hand. Thing came again. He said, okay, yes, Lord. He just knelt down, raised up his hand. Immediately, Brother Hagin from the stage, next thing we heard was, yes, Lord, I will do it. He just walked up to him, laid hands on him. He said, the Lord said, you are stepping into a prophetic dimension. And that's where he's still did today. That's where he can still for years. That one meeting changed his life. Why? A man followed the meeting attentively and a word of wisdom came that changed his whole ministry. There is a prophetic dimension of your ministry that you function in for the rest of your life. One meeting bettered it for him. I know what I'm talking about here. And so there are words of revelation. That's why you follow meetings. So words of wisdom, things that will create a path for your future will come. So if you see living in confusion, they are just doing almost wrong car or they rose or almost wrong. You know that song? How many of you did that? I see doing it almost wrong. You know, some of you are the crossroads of life. You are standing there are five roads, five options. Some of them sweet options for you. By revelation, you will know what you must do. One day, Paul stood up. He wanted to go to preach. He said he wanted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit forbade us. The next day, the Spirit forbade until in a dream, he said, come over to Macedonia and help us. Some of you, it will come even when the way is done. Maybe after the first night, you go to sleep. Your eyes will be open. you have angelic encounters. And I'm talking, I'm telling you what happened to you. Angelic visitations of your life. Be that place that is open to such things. Expect revelations that's your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing the Lord said, so two things I said we will see as a way. One is edification. I've just explained edification. Different ways it's going to come. By the word, by word of wisdom, by utterance, by everything, by psalms. The second thing we should present as a way that the Lord spoke to me clearly last night is impartations. Impartations. And when I'm talking about impartations, I'm talking about both the ones that will come by the laying on of hands and just by spoken words. Because some of you, those things that will come, the man of God may not come to the lay hands on you. But that's why you must be attentive in meetings. Because impartations, hands must always be laid. Hallelujah. And one of the things the Lord said to me, I've taught this before, but three things these impartations will do for you as well. One of them, for many of you, it will stir up spiritual gifts in you and communicate the supernatural to you. Many of you will begin to walk in different realms after the way. And what I mean realms is not different from who you are now, but then it will be this. You know that hands can be laid on you and you will be carried into a different expression of God. It's not like you did not have it before. You get the point? You know, I've explained this to you, right? Acts 6. Let me just explain it so that nobody will be confused. Acts 6 verse 4. Don't nobody be confused. Because when I mean impartations, I'm not saying when they lay hands on you. Power will not load inside of you. You'll not be pregnant of power. No. Verse 5. Whether to pick these guys. He said, and the saying pleased, so they began, the saying pleased the multitude. They said they should pick 7 deacons. And they chose, who did they choose? Stephen, a man what? Full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. So he listed all that. Go to verse 6. Whom they set before, but go to verse 3 first. Go to verse 3. I want to show you the qualities of the men they chose. Wherefore, look ye out among you, 7 men. What should be the quality of this man? Honest report. What else? Third one, wisdom. So they should be men. So the guys they picked from verse 4, 5, 6 were men full of the Holy Ghost. But look at verse 6. They picked men full of the Holy Ghost. But in verse 6, they set them for the apostles. What did the apostles do? They led them. So why would they be laying hands on men full of the Holy Ghost? I'm talking about. So the fact that you are full of the Holy Ghost does not cancel out impartations. Impartation does not give you a fresh Holy Ghost. You are full of the Holy Ghost already. But you will see what impartation did. Go to verse 8. You will see what that laying of hands put in them. In verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles. This guy had been full of the Holy Ghost. But when hands were laid on him, that the miraculous gained expression. I see here. So you see, laying of hands can cause things to manifest in you. I told you guys there are things that happened to me that have kept happening to me by laying of hands. Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 4 verse 14. He said, neglect not the gift of God that is in you. That gift came upon you by the laying on of hands. He said, neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given thee by prophecy. Now, I like you to know this. How did the gift come? With the laying of hands. Prophecy, that tells you that what happens during laying of hands is what? Is what? Prophecy, is that clear? So hands will be laid on you, men will speak. Sometimes you find out that the man will lay hands on you, he will not say anything. Yes, something will happen. You know why? Sometimes your expectation is pulling it, or he has said things. And I can say things like, Father, any man I touch, bring him into a prophetic flow. I've said that. He's following. Anybody I touch, it will happen to him. Are you still here? So hands laid. Impartation. Some of them will not be words. Some of them will be hands. Some of them will not be hands. Some of them will be words. So he said, you had a gift. So spiritual gifts will be communicated by that way. Are you still here? And let me say this to you. Acts 8:17. You know, there is this happening. Now, I was talking to somebody, they were joking about it. And I had a meeting at Suka yesterday. And while I was demonstrating the spirit, I just, you know, it's been long I did that. So I just knew that someone, I was praying for him, I just said, okay, fine. A deep sleep is going to come upon you now. And boom, the guy went and slept. And he slept for some time. So the meeting was already over. It was already rounding up. So I now said, well, let's wake him up. He now was scared, refused to wake up. The sleep was deep. So we're waking him up. Somebody started shouting, please bring water. You know, but later he got up. Then when I got home, when I got back, somebody was talking about it. I said to the person, I said, you know, sometimes it was like that. Some people will argue, say, yeah, if you do that thing to me, I will not sleep. And let me tell you what, if I do it to you, you will not sleep. I get the point. You know why? You don't want to receive it. The only way you sleep is if I want to impose it on you. That one will use armed robbers. When they come to rob us, they say, sleep. They will sleep. That one will override your will to do it to you. But in a Christian meeting, I get what I'm talking about. You must be received by this. You will not sleep because you said you will not. You get the point? If you are not a person receptive to the spirit, the guy went. While I'm waking the guy up, and I'm sure what happened to him, he had visions. Are you still here? He had visions. Now, I will not do that as a way because some of you, when sleep is catching you, just say, sir, tell me to sleep. Hallelujah. Tell me to sleep. You see, why did I tell you this? What led me to this? I wanted to show you. People have thought things like, why do people fall on that and not your hands are laid on them? Yeah, I cannot fall. I promise you, you will not fall. I don't know about you, but you know, when I'm in God's presence, I'm not anything. You know? I don't know what people used to think they are. If you fall, what will happen? Who are you? Who are you, Seth? You think we want you to fall? Don't fall. You don't care. You say, they're falling. They're forging it. You see, you're forging. What I want to show you in Acts 8, Bible, there's a verse I'm looking for. This was when Philip went to Samaria. He called Peter to come and lay hands on those people that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And Simon, Bible said, when Simon, the sorcerer, saw that by the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he told Peter, give me this gift too. You remember that place? The question I'm going to ask you is, how did Simon see? Did he see the Holy Ghost falling on them? No. There must have been physical manifestation when hands were laid on them. Do you get the point? So you are not carnal or a baby Christian to fall. You get the point? All I'm saying is, when you are in meetings, be receptive to impartations. You get the point? Be receptive to it. Don't say that if you touch me, you know those days, don't lay hands, just lay hands. Say, come. Yeah. Who wants to push you? He's away. Nobody will push you. Stand. Hallelujah. I'm receptive to the Spirit. How many of you want to have experiences with God? I don't know. I enjoy those things. They just sweep you like this. Have angelic encounters. Two of them, you get up, you didn't see anything. But you know something has shifted on your inside. There are impartations I stand up from. And then, I'm just looking for the sick to heal. Who has ever had an impartation and when you finish, your hand was burning? What happened to you? I mean physically, not spiritually, your hand. That's a healing anointing, you know. You just feel it burning. Power is power, I'm telling you. Power is power. It's not, you think we are playing, you just fall and stand up. I'm receptive to impartations. It has changed my life. You see, I became a teacher by impartation. Yes, I studied the Bible, but I became a teacher by impartation. A man laid hands on me and called for the teaching everything in me. I get the point. So I don't make light of it. Okay? Even this week, again, I'm traveling to receive impartation. You get the point? I value impartation. You get the point? So it will be happening as a way. Amen? The second thing that will happen apart with this impartation is that many of you to minister healing. No sickness will step into Zoe and go back the same. Nobody. You know, there was one testimony we had last year as Zoe. If you remember the first night I came, I said something, somebody here that has a sickness that has lingered for long. And then, if you remember this, that first night, And the person, and towards the end of the meeting, the person sent a testimony that she has been healed. She didn't give the details. She never met me. You know what? This girl, for the past, what, 4 to 5 years, she's been hemorrhaging. Know what it means? How will you know? Go to school. No. You know, just eat your father's school fees. Hallelujah. She's been hemorrhaging. Like, what I mean is she's been constantly on her period for the past 4 to 5 years. Every day. That's what the Bible calls the woman of the, that issue of blood stuff. She told me of great meetings. Even when, I'm not saying this, I'm just telling you a story. Even when Pastor Benhin came to Nigeria, she went to that meeting in Lagos for that particular case. You get the point? But while as well, just that first night, we gave that word. I said, somebody came here with an embarrassing situation. Yeah, she ran out and checked it. Till today, I'm still talking to her today. It dried up instantly. What I'm trying to show you is, by impartations, both laying of hands and spoken words, you receive your healing. I will not even create a session to say, nah, this is healing time. No. As the word will be coming, words will be spoken. I get what I'm talking about. Healings will happen by impartations. And one of the other things that will happen as the way, the third part of impartation, this impartation will bring for you, is that it's going to bring a push in the affairs of life. Material stuffs, physical stuffs, there will be a push by impartation. Hey, Aladaba Shada. You know, I was laughing recently. We were in a bus. This is funny, very funny story. You're not Igbo, you might not understand it, but this guy was preaching in the marketplace, you know, one prophet, people were gathered around him. Gathered around him. And then one guy I was with in the vehicle just said, yeah, these guys are just fully, they are just deceived, they're fooling themselves. That you can pray to God for yourself and God will hear you. That you don't need any man to lay hands on you or to say anything to you. That he prays to God for himself. So after talking, one man just looked at him, say, I don't care. Do you know that song? You are singing it in church. But what that means is, I don't care if it never happened to you before. You know. What I'm trying to say is, there are people, that I know there are many fake whatever all over the place, but I've always told you, the presence of the fake means there is a real somewhere. So, don't say things like, nobody, I will speak about my life, it will happen to me. You know, there are times in this life that you need men. You see, we have the healing power, but have you ever been so sick that it's like, okay, please, but even Paul got the time, he said, pray for us. Sometimes you need a man to pray for you. For something to readjust in your life. And that will be happening as well. I told you guys, one of the things that everyone will be coming with as a way will be impartations over physical affairs. That's one thing the Lord told me. I'm not discussing this with him, but just remember it. He'll be speaking a lot over your finance, and be ready for such things. Be ready. Because I've seen impartations change people's life entirely. Entirely. In Genesis 27, look at that, Genesis 27 verse 27. I've said it before. When Isaac wanted to die, Esau and Jacob, they were not struggling for oil well, or struggling for the will. You know, that's why you must change your mindset. If the only thing in your mind now is that the topic is time of refreshing, are we going to eat? No. You must change your mind. What are you coming for? Look at this. I'm gonna say times of refreshment. Can you imagine? Item 7. That's the only thing in your mind.
Don't mind me, sorry.
And he came here and kissed him. He smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. You know, this was when Jacob deceived Esau and came. Jacob, I don't want to go to greet those today. Isaac blessed him. When Esau came back, Esau cried. Not because they gave the brother money. You know, Africans, Igbos particularly, who bless the help. I better give me money. Those are our mindsets. If I give 3 million naira here now, and I say, you don't take this, I'll lay hands on you and bless you. Yes, sir. I believe in God, though. But in game, Jika. But that's a distorted value. You notice, look at how Esau Rebecca had to drink. You know, they valued this so much. I'm going to come down and I'm closing. They valued it so much that they were fighting over who the father would bless. That was that serious. Many of us, you know, and that's why we are so material in our thinking. You must learn that impartations can change your life. I told you guys, let Reuben live and not die. And let not his men be few. He took a word from Jacob in Genesis 49 to change the life of Reuben. Where he said, Reuben, thou art my first son. Because you went up to my court, you will not prosper. You will not succeed. He took another word from Moses in 33 to say, this man, let him live and not die. Let not his men be few. Words can kill. It can make you too. We will be blessing you. Hallelujah. You've lived all your life. Your mother has been calling you idiot. You will not prosper. Let me say this thing to you. I've said it a lot in this church, and I'm not joking. Your mother and your parents, you see, your parents and your pastor, somebody you submit as a pastor, are strong figures in your life. That's why if you're walking along the road and one madman or one prophet just says, you are cursed, don't take it serious. Leave it. You get the point? But your mother talks to you and says such things. Take it serious. Why? These people have an influence over your life. Some new Christian guys don't like what I'm saying, but it's true. Are you getting me? I'm not saying you should not say, I'm now cursed. I'm saying take it serious. What does it mean? Stand against it and reverse it. You get what I'm saying? And one of those to do that is to the office of a pastor. Say, sir, because some of you, things working against your life are things that have been said. Say, but see, my mommy said something. He said it's not good. And sometimes they say those things out of anger, but they don't know it's working. Your pastor can reverse those things. I will be speaking positive words over you. Are you getting me? And they are not just positive confessions, prophetic words. In the Greek, we call it homologio. Homologio means to say the same thing. So we hear from the Spirit, we tell you the same thing we've heard. Hallelujah. Like, I'll close this meeting now. I'll be blessing you after this meeting. You know, I was praying this morning while I was just coming out, and the Lord said something to me. He said, one of the things that will happen in this meeting, many of you, I'll show you a scripture the Lord showed me about that. First time I said, not yet, I'll tell you when we get there. He said, there will be divine meetings, divine orchestrations. You will meet men. I will use words to bring men your way. It may be husband, it may be wife, it may be men carrying provisions for you, it may be men carrying connection for you, but I will bring men your way by the spoken word. So expect that for Zoe. Are you getting the point? Words by impartation, men will begin to come your way. You know, sometimes in this life, just need a man. I'm telling you, sometimes in this life, just need to meet somebody. Everything will change. File carrying will end. You know what I mean? Carrying file, office to office. So I had it to one. And they say, well, we've looked at you. We are impressed. We'll get back to you. Okay, if you're impressed, employ me now. Now, what's the impression? We're impressed with you. Wow. Awesome results. UNN? Wow. 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 Have you, as I have 10 years experience, wow. We'll get back to you. And they'll get back to you after 2 years. They said, good evening. We are sorry to inform you that even though you passed the whole aptitude test, we are impressed with your whatever, but we cannot continue with you. We will let you know next time there's an opening. Okay, they've forgotten you. Just go home. But you know, all those things can end with a relationship. It's not what I'm going to say this to you. Value men, no? Many of you destroy relationships up and down. Just talking how. Be careful. Some of you need to go back and mend some things you've broken. I'm talking about start dating people again. It's not dating. But you see, even when, especially when a believer is dating a believer, even when they break up, it doesn't mean they should not be talking again. It doesn't mean they should be talking every day, sha. But it doesn't mean they should now start quarreling. As I hate you, I hate you. You will see, anything to me, God will do to you back. No. Relationships can change you. I'm telling you. And one man was telling me a story of how he bought the car he was driving. He said, when they were young, there is this man that had a car. They always come out. He just comes out to children, wash the guy's car freely, wash his car. And then he will go home, come back again, wash his car. Was it not normal thing? So when he went to buy a car, he went to Lagos to buy the car. He He didn't have the enough money. He was about to turn back. Suddenly the man came. The old guy came out. The old guy was the man who was washing his car. He gave him the car free. How much do you have? You know, things can change your life by men. You get the point? And I'm going to be praying for you. But now that's the way. Men will come your way. Not idiots. Men. And I speak as God's prophet. And I disconnect you from men that are taking you backwards. I disconnect you from those people. God will bring the right people. There's some people that should live your life by now. You see, you think I'm joking? There are some people, you know, there are some people I know. Some of you, I'm talking to you, but don't feel bad about it. There will be a restoration. Some of you, you know that a major setback in your life now happened by some jealous relationship you got into sometime in the past. You know. You know when it happened. You are moving forward. One boy just came along. I said, taking you back. You are running back to... have you seen that video? He started running back. And I've seen that a lot. But God is going to bring men your way. Hallelujah. And let me just move on. And then, as a way, I've mentioned two things majorly, right? Edification and impartations, right? Fine. Now let's say something about when you are in Zoe, when you are in the meeting already. I'll just say four things about that will proceed. Number one, please have an expectation. What are you expecting? Don't come into, even Sunday services, don't come into meetings without an expectation. I just said all these things I said now to raise your expectation. The reason for please away is to raise expectation. No, that reason. Because at the end of the day, it is the expectation of the righteous that shall not be cut off. When you're not expecting anything, you will not get anything. You know what I'm saying? So you must have an expectation. And I normally encourage my people, trained under me for some time, I normally say, when you're going for conferences, write down your expectations. Not just your head, though. Write them down. So when they will be happening, you'll be ticking them. Who has ever done this? When they be happening in the meeting, you'll be ticking them. You have an infirmity, write it down. Just write down. Somebody chatted me up last week, said, I've written down my, I said, let me see. This girl wrote down more than 16 things. Said, I'm writing more. You cannot come to Zoe to waste your time now. Huh? You can't. So you write down what I'm expecting. And you know, and you must not just have an expectation, have an attitude that shows you're expecting something. But in all the attitude is punctuality. You cannot be expecting something from a conference and you're always working late. And what you must have noted about Christian meetings is sometimes when you're expecting things to happen, it's not when they will happen. You might start not a power move. This might be an opening prayer. I get the point that the guy will begin to declare things. You might be doing that's why I said we're expecting psalms too. So when the choir comes up to sing, but are not coming to play. A bad attitude we've seen over the years is when the choir is singing or when they're praying, you are outside. Once the man of God carries mic, you now come and sit down. No, okay, like that. Have an expectation. I have an attitude that shows I'm expecting something. Hallelujah. I'm expecting. Write things down. Have that good attitude. For instance, when you're expecting something, you are eager to receive. Words don't pass you by. Even when the man of God says it by mistake, I catch it by accident. You get the point? I'm always expecting something. Then, the second attitude I'm going to talk about when I'm going to be in a meeting is please learn to receive God's word very well. First of all, I said be expecting something. Secondly, I said receive the word eagerly and well. I've taught you guys to attach that number that there is a way to receive the word. Remember I said that? That's a way. I'll show you like three. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Because we're going to be teaching the word a lot as a way, and even in church here. Some of you, you know, if the way you receive the word will determine the impact the word will have in your life. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk. So what is the first attitude I must have towards the word? Desire. That's why you must be thirsty for God's word. How many of you know how newborn babes desire for milk? When you don't give them, they cry. Be like that. You know, when you have that expected attitude towards the word of God, when it comes, you get blessed. When it comes, you can't sleep. You know, I tell people, it's difficult for me to sleep in meetings. I will stand up and be busy. I'm expecting something. You get the point? I'm expecting something. What are you expecting? So, you say, so, desire. First attitude towards the world, desire. For instance, another attitude you're going to have towards the world, for instance, maybe in James 1 verse 21. So, how to receive the world, first of all, there must be desire. Desire means you must go with your notes. Writing materials. Hallelujah. And if your note is finishing like Mona's own, just get a new one. Mona, you're my enemy in this period. Hallelujah. You get a new one. Be expect desire. Again, it said, wherefore, lay apart, that's James 1:21, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with what? Meekness. The engrafted word. Put up, amplifier. Let's look at it. He said, receive with meekness. Meekness. So the next thing you see is meekness. But look at how amplified puts it. Say, get rid of all uncleanness and rampant outgrowth of wickedness. And in a gentle and humble, in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word. Gentle, humble. You know what? I like this because, once there is pride in your heart towards the word, there are things you will not even take correction. You know, all of things that comes during the word is correction too. You know that? So if you be corrected, you'll be instructed, you must have a gentle, humble attitude towards the word. Meekness towards the word. And I might tell my friends, I said, if you are the governor or the president, once you enter through the door, hang that title there. Enter the church and sit down like a church member. When you leave in the door, pick it up and go home. But when you are in church sitting like a president, you cannot be blessed. The world will not bless you that way. That's why when they say, lift your voice and, because you feel there's something. But they say, it's time to shout and rejoice. We are doing, is he a pastor? Is he like a mad person? And then, I just being, what are you? What are you? What are you again? What do you think you are? You are forming teach for me. Glory. You are crayon clear. You know why? You don't know what you are rejoicing about. And you see people doing that way when their club scores a goal. They go, the same people when they're in church, when they say rejoice, because you don't understand what they're rejoicing about. You are gentle because you've not gotten an alert of 15 million on your phone. When it enters, you will not rejoice at first. You will not believe. You think it's scam. You say, yeah, mistake. When you now call the bank and the bank says it's true. If you understand the value of what we have in Christ, the value of righteousness, the value of sanctification in Christ, the Holy Ghost living in us, something more than gold. Oh, glory! You see why we shout the way we shout. There's no pride. We don't sit down and say, yeah, no. We know what we have. And we celebrate it. So when you come, just calm down. Receive the word. Correction comes, take it. They say, shout. They say dance. That's learn to dance in the Holy Ghost. What's wrong with your leg? Learn to dance in the Holy Ghost. Hey! Glory! We're going to dance a lot with that music. Hallelujah. There's something happened. I was in a meeting last 2 weeks at Royal Ladies. You know how we danced? I said, we were dancing in our vision. I told them sometimes just sit down like this. Create your future. Build your house. And start dancing inside the parlor. That, not your parlor, that parlor you have built. How many of you do that? You're a man of God here. Create your crusade. Create the crowd. Create the cripple session. Tell them to stand up and walk. And start dancing. I danced. Put your car down. Enter the car. Start playing music inside the car. And start dancing. He says, is that not madness? Faith is foolishness. You see faith? Faith is mad. Imagine Jesus bring 5 loaves of bread. And start talking. As they snatch 5 loaves. Get water and say, and give him. That's why. What foolishness. But that's our faith work. It's always foolish. Hallelujah. When they see us praying over our phone, it's foolish. Nothing we don't do in this life. Faith is foolishness. So we create that future. That's why you should be ready. You know, I create the future. Just see yourself. You see, just build. You know, I know how life things are for you now. But at least don't be too scared to dream. Have I said that? Yeah, dream. Where we are in Enugu today, as Enugu Church, we are not there yet. I know you don't like where we are, but at least we are somewhere. And this place we are was a dream we conceived in January, without anything, with members not up to 15 consistent members, without a good hall, without even microphone, even megaphone, we didn't have January this year. But I saw a dream. I sat down in my room. I danced in service in my dream. But listen, you see, I danced in service. The service, one of us, I created a BJ Enugu Center service in my room. I started preaching in that service in my room. And I was doing Agalio in the service. All in my head. I'm not imagining. I am taking hold of what God has given to me. Hey, you are still waiting for admission. Begin to dance inside your school. You know, it was Reverend that said to me, he said, I created my wedding day in my head. I saw the lights, the kind of lights, the kind of decoration I wanted, he said everything. He said, on that day I came to the hall, I saw everything I saw in my head. We are not wishful thinkers. We create what must be. So when we see it, we are not dancing, because we are dancing because you know it is as real as real. You need to understand the workings of faith. Hallelujah. Well, what led me to that? But that was for somebody, man. That was for you. Create that thing you want to see in your life. Create it. Don't always be expecting bad. Always expect things to go wrong. You know, I shared this with them. I really have shared it with a couple of you. Somebody was talking. I think I said it here too. Somebody was talking, you know, on WhatsApp. He said, if I, you know that marriage thing. When I buy property, when I'm married, the property will bear my name. It's not bear my husband's name. After all, when my husband buys property, it bears his name. So I didn't quarrel with that. I said, it's your business. It's not your husband. But I told her, I said, what's your fear? He said, I've seen men that intimidate women. I've seen men that do this to women. You buy land in their name. They take it. You cannot even enter the land. And after talking, I said, why do you always expect bad things to happen to you? Why can't you expect that you will meet a man that will even buy property in people's name and allow you to handle it? Why are you always think that's the problem with feminism? But this man, why will your case be like that? Why won't you meet a man that will take care of you? A man that will buy you cars? Huh? Why won't you be that kind of man? You always think, oh man, they will take your property. You see, that's what you will get. That's what you're expecting. That's what you've created in your imagination. That's what will come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until you shift that thinking in your head. I'm expecting something good. Oh, glory to God. I know the thoughts I have towards you. God cannot be thinking good things towards you and you're expecting evil things to happen to you. Hallelujah. Well, I've left my message, but I'm back. And so there should be, you receive the word with meekness. Openness of heart. Are you still here? 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. Look at it. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. How do I receive the word? We've seen meekness. We've seen desire. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. Hey, put up King James. We'll come back to NLT. He said, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction. With what? Joy of the Holy Ghost. Put up NLT. You see why we used to rejoice in church? You know, NLT. Say, you received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit. In spite of the space suffering, you notice they were suffering, but they received the word with joy. You know, you don't think joy, you do joy. So how do I receive the word? With joy. So when they say you are righteous in Christ, don't say, yeah, no. Joy. We do joy. I don't know about you. We don't do depression here. Do you understand? I'm talking to somebody. You don't do depression. Just in your room thinking, why is my life like this? How is your life, by the way? The Bible said, when Christ is our life shall appear, Christ is your life. Stop complaining, it's your life. So when the word comes, you receive it with joy. When they say, oh, you are blessed, a day, go back! Hey! Nothing goes wrong with Jesus? You know, the choir did a song. He said, in the path where I walk, there is no death. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Did you not hear that? Where I walk, there is no death. There is no death. You receive it with joy. Some of you are still looking at me. I said, receive it with joy. In the path where I walk, there is no death. Raise your right hand. Say this with me. Say, nothing dies in my hands. Ay, 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 ay. If it was planning to die, when I thought it would come alive. Hey! Hallelujah! Amen. Come on, I want you to walk the table. Say that nothing dies in his hands. If it was planning to die, when I touch it, it will resurrect. Ay, 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 ay. Shantala barada la ya. Hallelujah. Listen. Now I'm bringing that word again. Somebody that has been accused of physical abuse over your life. You can rejoice in the midst of that, and there will be a way. There will be a way. There will be a way. We don't rejoice in meetings because all is well. Physically. We rejoice for what we have seen. For what has happened to us in the spirit. For the words we are receiving. We dance in that light. We jump in that light. You know, why do you see us running up and down? Because the word rejoice in the Bible is the Greek word agalio. Wait. Agalio in the Greek, it means to make movement in response to joy, to make it happen. That's why you see us, we run front. And I say, somebody say, sir, I'm depressed, nothing is working in my life. I say, where are you? Sir, I'm in my room. I say, start running. That's agalio. You run for joy, you scream for joy, you shout for joy. Hey! Glory! That's how we take in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how we receive the word. Are you ready for the word that's doing? How many of you are doing last year? You know what is that guy that read that program was too much rejoicing? He was mad. Have you seen the pictures? So we are lying down laughing. You remember that pastor, the last picture? Just like that. As if he was, oh God, you've not seen meetings, so you've not seen meetings. You will laugh, but we are begging you to stop. Oh, hallelujah. Be ready to receive such things. Are you? Sit down for a moment. Oh glory. So we joy. Then finally, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, finally on how to receive the word. Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. Mickey James, please. So I've talked about joy. You see, for this cause also, thank you God without ceasing, because when we receive the word of God which you heard us, you received it. This is what I want coming to. You received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, word of God. Now while I read these verses, you must find out that even though the word of God will be coming to you as a way, it will be coming from men. How do you receive the word? Don't receive it as man's word. Receive it as God's word. That's why when the man of God is talking casually and just says, you see, your business will prosper. Don't receive it like, see what Pastor Henry is saying. Receive it as the word of God. Do you get the point? Receive it like, what man of God is saying, you say, this year, this will happen. Take it as word of God. Take it as word of God. Take it as the word of God. Don't receive it as the word of man. Don't think that just talking. This program is like entertaining us. We are not comedians, though. Do you know why we don't bring comedians to church? We do our own thing. We laugh. I don't know why they bring comedians to church. Is that laughter has finished your head? See? The kind of joy that I have, I don't know about you, but comedians hardly make me laugh. Unless I'm really in the mood to laugh. I'm talking. Unless I really go. But then, you see, in church, you know the reason about my own joy? I am the one that causes it to happen. You get the point? It has nothing to do with physical anything. I can be broke and be laughing. Because I have something more than gold. You get the point? But I know this will not remain the same. But I'm still laughing. I'm not laughing so that things will change. That's not the aim. I'm just laughing. Because I have something. If you understand the value of redemption, you will laugh. I'm telling you. If you know what it means to be translated from the kingdom of darkness into light. If you know what it means. That as I'm standing here now, God is my father. Not like, not foster father. My real dad. You don't know if you understand it. My real dad. If you understand what it means, that God is pleased with me. He said we are accepted in the beloved. If you know what it means, that I'm not trying to be rapturable. That I'm seated with Christ now. If you understand it, you will laugh more than me. I'm telling you. If you know what these things mean, that the Holy Ghost lives in me. This one makes me crazy. And he lives in me, and this my tongue now can cause things to change. Even my tongue can cause angels to move. If you understand these realities, we will say laugh. You will laugh and collapse. Hallelujah. So I don't know why they bring comedians to church. Is it that this thing has finished in the Bible? It's in the Bible. Paul said, rejoice. Again I say unto you. So when you are done rejoicing, you rejoice again. I know that in again never finishes. When you are done rejoicing again, you rejoice again. Another again. Another money. Hallelujah. So you receive the word, and that brings me to what I said as the word of God, not the word of man. You know that I told you sort of can I go planting in the front? That's why you see I demand and God demands concentration when the word is coming. Not just physically, mentally, spiritually. You see, that's why some of you have some messages you'll be hearing. Even if I've taught this before, even in a way and whatever. Be praying in tongues. I've told you that before, right? There's some things that are coming, not like disturbing the meeting, just muttering in tongues. You are sensitive enough to pick what is coming. Concentrate. God is speaking. As I'm standing here now, we are joking, but God is talking. So you focus. Because don't want it, when you focus, you'll be hearing things I'm not saying. I'll happen to you. I can take you to a meeting. We both will sit down with that same meeting. After the man will finish teaching, I will come up and teach you that same thing the man taught. You'll be amazed. Like you've not heard it before. Because I'm hearing what the man is not hearing, what the man is not saying. It's your attention. As you are listening, things will be happening to you. Some of you, you'll be having visions as you're sitting down. Concentrate and follow the message. God is talking. I don't know about you, but when I'm in church, God is talking. That's why anybody that comes up to speak, God is talking. And that takes me to the next thing. One of the ways to be blessed is the way, when it comes to all this, is receive the minister as well. Because at the end of the day, God's word will come from a person. I hope you know that. It is men that will bless you. When you despise God's men, you despise God's word. Because the words will come from men. When you look at me as, you know this, you know the kind of church we run here, and the kind of pastor I am. I'm a very free person. If this is your first time here, you observe that once this message is over, all will be sitting out like they have sense, all of them will just rush, I'm a very free person. We talk, we snap picture, we jump, we laugh, we go out, you know, I do everything with my people. But you see, if you are not wise, you begin to despise the grace of God. And once you do it, you will not be blessed again by it. I didn't get a point. That's why one of these I can never abuse in my life. The greatest gift any man has given me is access. I've said this a lot of time, right? Access is the greatest gift a man can give you. Access, I mean access to talk to him. And if you, in dishonor, you can block that access. There are men that have gotten access. Never. Because I know, how I do it is, when they're extending a hand of play, I'm extending a hand of honor and seriousness. Because you are playing with me, or something, I will play with you. If I play with you, I call me old boy, I will say, sir. I cannot call you old man. What's that? Don't call me old boy, I will say old man. No, that's not it. Receive the minister as well. You notice Matthew 13, verse 54, that popular scripture. You see, Jesus got to his hometown. He could not do many mighty works. Why? They didn't receive him well. And let's see what happened. And when he was come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue in so much that they were astonished and said, whence had this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Okay? Now look at verse 55. He said, is not this, look at what they said about him. Is not this who? The carpenter's son. Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? He said, Hamaru, you know what I'm saying? They know him. I know his father. One, he was even a carpenter's son. Hallelujah. Now sometimes men of God will not tell you their age. Because they tell you their age, you stop fully. Sorry. You say, are you serious? Hey. I even touch your neck. You know? Because you, if it's called SFS. See finish syndrome. You've seen him finish. What else is left? Are you serious? 21 years. Hey. When you were born, I was in SS2. When you are writing Wayek, I was doing my third job. And that was the case here. He said, his sister, I don't know what's wrong with us. Where did he get all these things from? Where all this is coming from? What do you think he is? The order of 57. What I'm showing you is the reason why people get blessed more when a visiting preacher comes than when their pastor is talking. Because they commonize the man. I know what I'm saying. Look at this, but we are not like that here, amen. And they were offended in him. They were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor except his own country. And you know, one man, I said this at that retreat we had. One man of God told me, he said something. He said, sometimes try to follow your pastor for outside meetings at least once. So that you will see how people value what you are commonizing. You get the point? Sometimes when the pastor is entering from the door, they're throwing red carpets. They're almost worshipping him. And you wonder why the anointing will flow there. That is the reason. I don't get the point. But then you commonize the man because this one, you know. Pastors, to be a pastor is a special calling, special anointing from God. If you don't have it, don't try it. Men will insult you, you will still bless them. You get the point? The way you see people that would go to a program as one of God is talking, you know, they'll carry their tab, their phone, their iPhone, and can't give the man. But you are their pastor in church. You happen when we're in school, we're doing fellowship. We'll be calling for seed. Those that we used to do seed, not now. Highest they will give, somebody come and give 1.5, 2.5, 3.5. One man who came from somewhere, came for one program. Men like 20,000 students who 30,000. I said, wow. You know, and not to criticize the man. I was involved in bringing the man. So I know what I'm saying. And it was crazy. I don't want to go further. He was crazy. One of those men that thing happened to, when we finished, because we put up the meeting, in fact, he robbed us. Let me just put it that way. You know what I'm saying? He robbed us. Even the money that he raised for the fellowship that we had then, after the whole meeting, he called us and said, send all those money to my account. If not, one customer. I'm telling you. And like crazy man all over the place. But then it's okay for you to give them that kind of gift because he came with a jeep wearing a fine suit that I'm not sure whether it's his own, you know. Receive men well. Some of the guys I'm talking to you, not just me, everyone will be talking. A lot of our pastors from different centers will be preaching in that meeting. I get the point. Some of them are ladies, some of them are guys, some of them are young, some of them are old. Receive men well. The music ministers will be coming up to sing. Some of them, I'll see the same choir people you know in this church that will sing us away. Receive their ministry well. I know what I'm talking about. Don't commonize the gift of God. Look at verse 58. Look what he said. And he did not many mighty works there. Why? They don't believe. That attitude they had stopped the flow of God's power. You see, the power is always flowing, but you might not receive it. Get the point? Why? Because you don't receive it. Let me not talk much about that. So how you receive men will matter. Then, lastly, on this issue of when you come for the meeting, please, I separated this to talk about it. Please value impartations. That's one way you're going to be blessed as a way. Value the impartations and the words spoken. I've explained that already. Value impartations and the words spoken. You know, one story that blesses me whenever I'm talking about impartation, the story of Hannah. You know Hannah and Eli? Hannah said, that's what Samuel 1, verse 12. She said she was not going to eat. She was fasting. She wanted a baby. I would like you to see the power of impartation. If you understand how to value impartation and what, I will not eat. I want a baby. So she came, got to the altar, started crying. Samuel, please, everybody note, sorry, Eli, take note that at this point, in quotes, just take it, God had left Eli. I hope you know. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you get the point? But then, Hannah was at that altar praying. So Eli acted like a man who God has left. Just came and said, why are you drunk? You know, that must be, you know, he was an unspiritual man. Imagine you see me praying. He spoke like those guys in Acts 2. He said, this woman, why are you drunk? He said, this early morning, you've had wine. You know, Hannah would have gotten angry and said, So even a man of God like you, you cannot discern that I'm praying. I'm praying. Things are not easy for me. I'm suffering. But you see, she said, your handmaid is not drunk, but I have a need. I want a baby. She talked, and Eli said, be it unto you as you have desired. Immediately she said that. Go, 1 Samuel 12. Go to verse 17. Then Eli answered, go in peace. This one has been praying this morning. And the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked him. The God's Hannah would have said, amen, no. Eli will now go. She will now continue praying. Shakalaka. No. Look at what she did. Verse 18. She received that word well. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat. Her countenance, she broke her fast. Because a man, she understood that by this war, something has changed. Did her womb move? No. Has she seen the baby? No. But the man said. That's how to value impartations. She broke her fast. While fasting, it's been given. So even though in quotes, God had left Eli. Because if you read first Samuel, you find that the Bible tells us that there was no word of God in Israel as at then. Because Eli, you know, his children were misbehaving and all that. But then even through that man that in quotes, I'm quoting it because this is the Old Testament, I was listening later, not today. In quotes, God had left. The man still gave a word. And because of how she received it, she had that baby. Exactly 1 year from then. The angel came to Mary and told Mary, by this time next year, I'm going to have a baby. Mary said, how come? How can these things be? I've never had sex with any guy. And the angel said, look at what is going to happen. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. What did Mary say? Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And boom, the baby entered. You know when the baby entered, when she received, do you know Mary would have rejected that baby? Help you know. If Mary didn't want to carry that baby, she would have said, yeah, carry which baby? Best way never marry, they're born picking. I beg you, you know, that's it. That's why sometimes there are words that will come. Don't imagine it. Don't try to explain it. Just believe it. Have you ever been given a word that you think is impossible? Don't try to imagine it. I'm telling you, don't try to imagine it. Don't try to imagine it. Don't try to. Some of the things we said at the beginning of this year over this church, some of you, it was looking in, but you thought Papa was just making noise. But we are here today. Because when God speaks a word, don't imagine it. And we'll say more next year. Are you getting the point? The kind of things we will do next year, you will shock. Because I told you guys, it's the year of leaps. Taking dangerous steps by the Spirit. Taking bold steps by the Spirit. It won't just be in church. Some of you attempt things you've never done before in your life. 2020. Don't imagine it. When you begin to hear it, that's why I say start dancing in it. Because you cannot imagine. Just start dancing. I get the point. There's no way you can explain to Mary that a woman has not had sex. We have a baby. It wasn't. So don't imagine. Just say, be it unto me according to your word. Just say like that. So, value impartations. You see what Paul told Timothy? Neglect not the gifts of God. In other words, keep remembering it. Don't neglect it. Don't take impartations for granted. Even if we lay this on you 10 times, we will lay it the 11th time. Value it. Value it. Finally. I'll say three things. How to get set for Zoe. Number one, pray for Zoe. Pray for meetings. pray. That's what we're going to pray this morning. I get to the point. Pray. And pray again. Don't just walk into meetings. Like I said, you can create your meeting. How do you create the kind of meeting you have? In the place of prayer. I told you guys, I pray until I see the meeting. Like I've seen Zoe, I can tell you something that will happen in some sessions. You get the point? Pray. For instance, one of the things that will happen at Zoe is that there will be at least two times in Zoe. Let me use the word, the way I got it. There will be an eruption. You just find an eruption. People will be praying, singing, crying for more than like 30 minutes. Nothing will be happening. You see how things begin to erupt. I don't know when it's going to happen. It might be during worship, but it's going to happen. I know what I'm talking about. Well, I've prayed and I've seen it. Pray for Zoe. Pray for revelation. Pray for utterance. Pray for the ministers. Pray for the sound. Pray! Pray and pray. Let me ask you, are you praying for Zoe? Are you praying for Zoe? Every day pray. Secondly, because of our time, be involved in Zoe. Be in the choir. Be in the usher. Be publicized. We have handbills there. You should never allow a day pass without talking to people about Zoe. You see, we made handbills. There are a lot of them. You should be involved. You know, I like some person have been sending me text about 4 or 5 persons. How can I be involved? That should be your passion. What can I do? The choir that it hasn't already, you should be part of something. Be involved. Join the media team. Join something. Publicize the way. We're going to have a day or 2 days rally. Oh, come out in mass to go share the handbill. Come out. I know what I'm saying. Be involved. Come out. It's not reduce your fineness or your man of God. It's not make you less douche. Hallelujah. People are bold these days. They brand their t-shirts. I'm a proud member of Black Axe. I've seen it all over the place. And then you cannot carry handbill and share. Be involved in the meeting. So where is coming? Be involved. Thirdly, I'm going to say give towards the meeting. I'm going to just show one scripture. Exodus 36 verse 1. Exodus 36 verse 1. The last night for this meeting. And this is what I'm expecting us to do. It covers everything I've said in the past few minutes now. Now, they wanted to build something for in Israel. They wrote Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all the Lord had commanded. So, put up energy for your understanding. They wanted to build something. This Bezalel and Aholiab were men who were talented in building, in making that craft, in that craft. Look at what it is. God had gifted Bezalel, Aholiab, and other skilled craftsmen and all that. He said, let them control and finish the tabernacle. So what he's telling you is, the Lord expects that whatever ability you have, singing is an ability. Photography is an ability. Whether you learned it, whether it's a skill you got or it's a talent you have, that you employ it. Verse 2. Let us rush. Verse 2. So Moses summoned Bezalel and Aholiab and all the others who are specially gifted by the Lord, and we are eager to get to work. Rather, I'm summoning you this morning because we are gifted to a lot of things. Don't just sit down. It's always good to walk into a meeting and tell yourself, I was part of what that made this meeting happen. So verse 3, he summoned them. They were eager to work. Moses gave them the materials donated by the people of Israel as sacred offerings for the construction of the sanctuary. But the people continued to bring additional gifts. So we've seen people working. What are we seeing now? Giving. People kept bringing additional gifts. Verse 4. Finally, the craftsmen who were working on the sanctuary left their work. Why did they leave their work? Verse 5. They went to Moses and reported, the people have given more than enough materials to complete the job the Lord has wanted us to do. That's the kind of thing we want to see here. So let me ask your neighbor, have you given anything towards the way? Ask the person, have you given towards the way? Get an answer from the person. Ask the person, when are you giving? Where will you give more? Ask the person. He said, look at verse 6. He said, Lord, verse 6. So Moses gave the command, and this message was sent throughout the camp. Men and women, don't prepare any more gifts for the sanctuary. We have enough. This will happen to us in the way, amen. We will have enough, and it will happen by you. So the people stop bringing their sacred offerings. We want men that will employ their skill and their gifts. This is the first time we've heard so well all over the years, but this is the first time we are stepping out in the capacity we are stepping out this year. And that is going to cost, it's costing a whole lot of cash. You see, you've given, you have to give again. You've not given, you have to give. 10,000, your 10,000 can go a long way, but it will not still be enough. 20, 50, 100, whatever you can. Be that person that wants to see this thing work. I was trying to make expenses recently, and the expenses we have to make before the meeting alone is more than the expenses we have to make in the meeting. And all this is because the gospel is free, but you see, instruments are not free. Decoration is not free. Hotel bill that we're paying is not free. Flight tickets is not free. The venue is not free, because we try to get a venue that has lodging accommodation. That's why if you want to come and not go, you can come and stay throughout. And it's free. You're not paying for it. We've paid for it. That is not free too. Amen? So we are asking you to give. We're asking you to give. So this morning you're going to give. Okay, when we are done, we're going to, of course, this morning and within this week, you're going to give. We're going to give the account number. You're going to give as much as you can towards the way. I get the point. We'll make this meeting happen. Now, finally today, the Lord led me to do something. You remember some time ago we prayed, right? We prayed for Zoe. And we got words, right? Now I want to read out some of those words to you. That's what God said I should do, then we close. Hallelujah. So listen carefully and receive these words with joy, amen? Some of us, it's not just me, many of us gave the words here. Some of you have forgotten that I'm reading to remind you to prepare your heart that we documented all those things and we are praying towards them. Zoe 2:19 will be a benchmark for many people in their work with God. Our strong convictions will be made and ministry better than people. Supernatural provisions are made and men are willing. Plenty of people will be committed to the planning and execution of the meeting. The supernatural will be activated in people. A lot of ministry questions and uncertainties will be cleared. People will know exactly what God will have them do. Hallelujah. The next one said, angels are on assignment. Certain things in place to favor us. We experience extraordinary peace. Every step towards the way is ordered. Our expectations are exceeded. Glory to God. Okay, the next word here. All departments and committees has direction. Taking the right steps in the right direction with divine unprecedented speed. There's an inflow of cash. First of all, to all members, then to the churches. For Zoe 2:19, there is so much abundance of cash. An overflow, more than we ever expected. Zoe 2:19 brings the right words in the right time for the right persons. Be available in all sessions. There is a word for you. And for you, is that season that you have choices. You will have many options of good things to choose from. It is not just one door open to you, but many. Yes, you have many good choices and options to select from. The time is here, working. Concerning Zoe, there is going to be massive flow of the supernatural. The desire for ministry is being steered up and ministry is being bettered. There will be a lot of miracles happening in this meeting. And as long as you are in this meeting, it is going to be extended to anybody that is connected to you. Men shall not recover from the impact of this meeting. Don't joke with any session. The next one, Zoe 2:19 is loaded like never before. Solutions to problems. Answers to questions. Doubts are cleared up. Confusions are dissolved. Clarity and precision in the world and the supernatural. Convictions are strengthened. Miracles abound. The life and power of Christ will be so tangible to everyone. For many, fresh ideas that are really inspired by the Spirit of God to do exploits for the kingdom and also to succeed in business and career. There's going to be an overflow of financial prosperity. Zoe 2:19 will be the talk of the town. I see a gospel explosion in the city of Enugu. And it will also be felt even outside Enugu state. Hearts are willing more than ever. Demonic hindrances from accepting the gospel are shattered by the Spirit. Spiritual darkness and blindness are dissolved. The glory of the light of the gospel of Christ is clear to all men. There will be a huge harvest of souls. So get ready to raise much more men to do the work of ministry. The meeting is there. The next person. I move towards men's expectation. Zoe is massive. Broadcast this meeting. Angelic ministrations will be so evident, as well as the supernatural. Men will come into the gospel and run with it. Concerning this, I saw men like flames of fire, and they were running to the four corners of the world. I heard about a PG center in Lagos as a result of Zoe. There is a massive next person turnout for this meeting. Men from within the state and beyond. Make room for more and more persons. Talk to more persons about Zoe 219. You will be led to talk to some persons about this. Follow the leading, even if those people are not in Enugu. Utterance is given to all the ministers for Zoe 219. From this day till the conference, the ministers keep receiving words and revelations towards Zoe. Men will begin to see visions ahead of the meeting. The Lord says He is preparing these ministers ahead of time for you and yours in Zoe 219. More hands will be added to the ministry in Enugu due to Zoe. Call forth all the words that has been spoken. Don't make light of them. Men will walk in our favor in Zoe and even beyond. Now, three more. We experience supernatural financial and numerical increase starting from now. Zoe will be so mighty. Southeast will not know what has hit her. From Zoe 219, men are ushered into their 2020. 2020 shall be laid bare before you in the conference. You see ahead. Says the Lord, make room. Make more room. Make more room. So many people. Dynamic, remarkable miracles being wrought. Confusion is gone. Men receive direction. Some are struggling because of a wrong counsel they've received. But from Zoe 219, they know and walk in the path that they must follow. Two more. The hearts of men and everyone we are working with for Zoe works in our favor. Our hearts too are willing, and our hearts hence are available. We do not lack hands for Zoe 219. More men are giving to service. Our departments receive explosion as more hands are giving service. We are willing and available. Zoe and our church lacks no hands. We have more hands than is enough. Now finally, 2020 will start from this conference. Come prepared. Pay attention, as clear words of guidance and directions will be given. For someone here, everything is going smoothly for you. The struggle is over. Every crookedness is straightened before you. Oh, someone is experiencing angelic intervention this season. Hallelujah. Did you find words repeating themselves? From different people repeating themselves. Things like angelic interventions came like 3 times, right? Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.